Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, afternoon, and welcome to your weekly phone conference. We are in high preparation for your consecration elevation service. I'm glad you took time out to join us. I was looking for the individuals that are up for this evening. I'm going to find it and make sure everybody is on speaker. So good evening, good evening, good evening. I hope all is going well. Your paperwork is coming to a close prayerfully, and you're going to get that to me. Can you hear me? Yes. I don't hear any voice.
I hear you.
Is everybody?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Sound check. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. So we're going to get right into today. We want to make sure you have your notebooks, get some pencil, paper. You have your consecration has been sent to you via email or those that picked it up in person. We ask that you take that out so you can make notes on it and you're able to process all of the information you're going to be receiving today. It's an exciting time we're entering in. We want to be in preparation for excellence. And so we want to, if you have not received it by email, you need to text me at 630-701-4303 so we can make sure we get it out to you. There are going to be follow-up information that you're going to get as we go through the different information and phases of your consecration, and so we'll continually be sending you information via email. So if that's not the best way, you need to send me a text so that I will know, and we can have the paper copy when we gather for those that are able to pick it up personally. Okay, so we want to start our evening off with prayer.
Yes. So you say it was sent out to us individually by email?
Yes.
Okay. And was that sent out today or no?
No, that was sent out. Let me see a date.
Probably maybe the 25th.
I'll just look for it. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But if not, just text me and let me know, and I can get it out to you while we're on the line, because you really need to be looking at it as we go through it, which is why I'm encouraging everybody to please get theirs out so that we can go through it together. And stop me at any time you have any questions. We want this to be clear. We're not trying to rush through it. We want it to be where you get your full, the full effect, the full impact of your consecration. Okay? So, I still have a short bit. So, who is opening us up in prayer this evening? To make sure I have everybody on speaker. So, Elder Sharita, can you let us know?
Archbishop Metropolitan.
Amen. I'm not sure that Arch is on the line. Okay. perhaps we can we'll switch, and we'll the closing person will open it up, and then the opening person will close it up. Huh? Sister Rita Nita is the closer today. So, Sister Rita, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, so will you open us up in prayer?
Did you say Sister Renita?
Yeah, is that who the closest?
Oh. Yes, that's the closer.
Okay, so the closer will open and open will close. So, Sister Renita? Are you on the line? Yes. Have to take your phones off speaker. I mean off mute. So we can hear you. Okay. Okay. So we have two no-shows for prayer. All right. Well, we'll ask the committee member, Elder Deborah, can you open us up in prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Father God.
You're welcome, Father God. In the matchless name of Your Son, we still ourselves in Your presence, O God. Lord, we ask for Your guidance and for Your direction as we move forth, O God. We ask for Your blessings and Your choices blessings on these candidates and those hearers that are on the line, O God. We pray for those who have not joined the line, but are in the process, O God. Lord, help us to understand where You're taking us in this journey, O God. Help us to see things that have been previously cloaked, O God, as we handle Your word in the book of Luke, O God, as we learn more about maturation and momentum and miracles, O God. In the area of our unbelief, O God, we ask that You would strengthen us so that we would hear Your word, that we would move at the point of hearing, O God, that we would doubt the things that we doubt, O God, and that we would trust and obey Your word. Oh, God, we thank You for those folks that are on the line. We thank You for the accountability partners. Lord, we thank You for these candidates. I ask that You would strengthen them in their journey, oh, God, that in those areas where they might have some trepidation, oh, God, that You would give them peace. Oh, God, we bless the leader of this house. Oh, God, we ask that You would just give us clarity, harmony, as we work together, O God, to bring glory and to Your name, O God, as we prepare for this event in August. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And we apologize. I believe Archbishop was on the line, and I had him on mute. I am sorry. He was at the bottom of the screen. So I do apologize. And I do want to thank Elder Deborah, and I do want to welcome our visitors. The entire AEN has been invited to tune in to our Thursday session, and so they're here in support of you. They're lining up and aligning themselves for your prayer watch as you start your consecration this Monday. And so we do want to welcome them and to thank them and let them know we appreciate them taking out the time. And so we want to get right into your consecration. So we're going to start with our announcements from Elder Sharita, getting us up to date and what we should be doing. And then the next voice will be that of the ambassadorial prophet, Michael Henderson. All right.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Just wanted to remind. Good evening. Wanted to remind all of the candidates that coming on June 30th, your Defenders of the Faith is due, along with all of your written requirements from every phase that you've gone through, from phase 1, 2, and then this final phase of 3 concerning all of the written requirements, and that is Sunday, June 30th. So you want to make sure that you get all of your requirements in to Overseer. And then for accountability partners, you should have gotten a couple of emails from me concerning your commitment to the prayer watch for the upcoming consecration. You should have gotten 3 forms. You should have gotten a sign-up form for the prayer watches, a summary form, and then information on the 8 prayer watches. So, again, you do want to sign up for your prayer watch commitment and then submit that to Overseer. And then also for accountability partners, you should have gotten an email with your assessment form that is to be filled out for each of your candidates on a monthly basis, along with a form that you can submit your 5 questions for your candidates. And then also you should have received some examples of ordination questions to help guide you when making your questions for your candidates. And then, candidates, your assessment form is coming soon too. That's going to be emailed to you sometime this weekend, so that you can fill that out for your accountability partners. And again, you are responsible for submitting those assessment forms to Overseer as well every month. And then for everybody, we're just encouraging you that if you have not registered yet, you do want to register for the upcoming AEN conference, It's going to be held on Thursday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th of 2019. It's going to be at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Lyle, Naperville at 3003 Corporate West Drive, Lyle, Illinois 60532. The theme is Momentum, Manifestation, Maturation, and Miracles. The conference fee is $65, and that does include a banquet ticket. And then the banquet only is $35. And then we just encourage everyone to invite someone. For the candidates, if you have your family and loved ones that just want to attend the banquet only, the fee is $35. Or if they would like to attend the conference with you, that is $65, and that does include the banquet ticket. And then if you have not reserved your hotel room yet, we do encourage you to reserve it now. The overnight accommodations are $120.99 per night, and that does include a hot buffet breakfast. And then the link is also provided in the emails that you get along with the registration form. So you'll have that hotel link to the hotel that you can begin to reserve your room. You will need a credit card to reserve the room, but it won't be charged. And then you also want to begin to pay your conference fee. You can pay via Zelle, you can pay via PayPal, you can pay via Cash App or credit card, check, or money order. And again, that information is included on the registration form. So again, we just encourage everybody to begin to register for the conference. And that's all that I have.
All righty. Well, thank you, Elder Sharita. Any other questions concerning the announcements before we go into the prophetic word? Okay, if there's no other questions concerning the announcement, let's just reread the 2019 year candidate prophetic declaration. And so it reads again, the 2019 year candidates are entering into a year of apostolic and prophetic transition. You are under an umbrella of governmental anointing that's arising you to a generation to produce the miraculous, a wind of momentum, a grace of maturation, a portal of manifestation, and an open heaven of miracle is being poured out. Prepare for your greater. Oh, I love that part. Prepare for your greater. Prepare for your greater. Walk into the full access of God's blessing and abundance that has been prepared for you. God will reveal Psalms 119:15 during this process. God see all things. Nothing about you was hidden from God. You were shaped and secret, carefully grafted in the heart of the earth before you was born from the womb. Psalms 139:15, you will move into God's divine plan, strategically positioned on the path of purpose and enter into the season of prosperity. Surrender all and submit to the holy process of willing and obedient and receive the good land prepared for you. Amen. So I wanted to discuss the holy process and address that holy didn't require you to be perfect, but committed and dedicated. Holy, defined in Wikipedia, is something that is sacred, is dedicated, or set apart for the service of worship of a deity, or considered worthy of spiritual respect or devotion, or inspiring awe or reverence among believers. The property is often ascribed to objects, a sacred artifact that is blessed or placed in sacred places. Holy is not something we do, it's who we are. We're not trying to do holy. You are simply be holy. I thought having holy and process in the same sentence was contradictory, but what the Holy Spirit revealed was the process is not making me holy. The process itself is holy. So how is this process holy? That's when we have to make reference to the definition we just read. The process itself is a set apart devotion and dedication. You simply yielding to the process is working in you God's holy plan. It is God continually defining and directing you to the original intent He created you to be and created you for. You won't be more holy at the end of this process or after the consecration. You are holy. And because holiness is not something you do, it's who you are. This process and the consecration is your continuous sacrament to God's plan. So the prophetic declaration says, it encouraged, or more importantly, it strategically positions you to surrender all and submit to the holy process. And so I want us to know that as you are continually to yield, you are allowing what God originally intended and created you to be to continually manifest in who you are. And so I'm excited for us to go into what I would just call that continuous level of who we are. Oftentimes we look at fasting, or we may look at consecrations, we may look at going through this process as something we're doing and not really seeing it as who we are. This is who you are. You doing it is the confirmation of your commitment and your creation. You simply setting this time apart every Thursday, you making the confession to yield to this continuous great work that's inside of you, and then you launching into a greater place and to commit and to dedicate your time to this consecration is not you doing, it's you being. This is who we are. This is what we were created for. This is what our life has been set apart for by the person and the power of God. We are his sacred, I don't want to call us artifacts, but we are his sacred designs. We are his sacred designers, originals, and we have been strategically placed, positioned in certain parts, whether it is in the marketplace, in our homes, on our jobs. We are sacredly set apart and placed in these positions, in these dedicated places, because God has created us to be and not to do. And so I want to continue to encourage each and every one of us to just simply yield and become who God originally created us to be. And I believe that us going through this consecration together, us yielding to this process together, us allowing God to be at work in us together, is fulfilling what he had originally always decreed, declared, and spoken about us. And so I'm excited for us. I was telling Overseer earlier, I'm in amaze and awe how we are living out together God's original and written plan for our lives. We are truly seeing the manifestation of thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so as we are yielding, as we are continually reflecting, I don't want us to see ourselves needing to do or be, because we already are. This is who we are. This is what you were created for such a time as this. So continue to yield and expect and have an excitement to what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. He has given us some direction, and he's given us the prophetic word, and we've used a lot of words that we want to make sure as you go forth, we're all thinking and perceiving the same understanding. We come from many different perspectives. So we're going to share some terminology that you're going to see on the consecration and some things, and we're going to send them to you because it's a lot, and Elder Sherita will get that out to you today. If you have not received the consecration, then I have to apologize. I thought it was sent out. I thought everybody had it last week, actually. So because you really need to go through it, we need to be looking at it while we go through it. And so, Elder Sherita, if you could just send it to everybody, I know, like, right quick, but we're still going to go forth. So I do. I want to
okay.
be able to.
Oh, yeah, Overseer. I don't have the consecration. I don't have the consecration.
Not a problem. I will send it to you. I have to send it to her because I sent it to her from the computer. Okay, so one of the things, I'm sorry, Prophet shared, and it's on your consecration, Lord, and it's going to start this January. It's going to start July 1st. It's going through August 14th. All right? It is going through August 14th. There are weekly assignments that are broken up into four parts. And we're going to each week present some of the aspects and elements of the four parts to your consecration. Elder Arlette shared it with us last week as she read through some of the instructions for you. We are talking about miracle signs and wonders. So weekly we're going to be reading a presentation from Scripture of miracle signs and wonders, and they're listed in the columns. Each miracle sign and wonder, I'll do the one that's for today. Jesus walks on water is the miracle sign and wonder. The names of God and the names of God for that particular is the way, the truth, and the life. All of these include scriptures. The put on and put off as it relates to this week, or it's actually the one that we were reviewing today, is neglect of Bible study and Bible study. Put off neglecting Bible study, put on Bible study. And the weekly faith statement, because this whole consecration is entitled Developing Faith for the Next Level. The next level.
Yeah,
of
Overseer.
Your...
Arlette speaking for a moment. I just want to interject really, really quickly because when you mentioned the weekly faith statement, we're looking at these faith statements as it pertains to our four M's. So like for today, we're looking at faith is for hearing so we can believe. Believe in those miracles. Believe in the momentum. Believe in the manifestation. And believe in maturation. So when we're talking about stepping out on water, the invitation, so they accepted the invitation with the understanding of who he was in previous experiences with Christ. So when he stepped out on water, he had a previous example, and that's what we are doing. We're working on our previous experiences, our previous miracles, our previous manifestations. I don't care what level of Christian we are, we have had momentum. We have had manifestation. We have had maturation, whether it is from a drop of milk. I had a preemie who used to literally take milk out of a syringe, and he matured to taking milk out of a bottle. So I don't care what level you're at, you can say you're still on milk. It's fine. Go from a syringe to a bottle. And in the case of my preemie went from literally a 2-ounce syringe with a nipple to a bottle that only held 4 ounces. So I don't care where you're at. It doesn't matter. That's not an excuse. So when we're talking about any of these M's, because remember, when we're talking about Labors for Christ, Word Life Center, Labors for Christ Ministry, 2019 is about the 4 M's. It's going to happen. And so when we're looking at this, Jesus walks on water. He walked out on water, and he gave them an invitation. Will we accept the invitation to join him out on water for whatever M or however many M's he is inviting you to? That is what we are doing. And so some of the things says, for example, it says neglect of Bible study and then Bible meditation. in order to have an ear to hear, we would have need to have some word to hear. And so it is so important that in order for us to know the way, the truth, and the life of Christ, so that we can know the way, the truth, and life for us as individuals and as a ministry, as our individual ministries that are going to be birthed out of us, that are being birthed out of us. I don't know if anybody knows one of Overseer's testimonies is Pastor Marlette was birthed having a bowel movement. That means she stayed in there too long. And believe me, I was not a baby when Pastor Marlette was, being birthed. I saw my mother. I saw Overseer. So we don't want things to stay in us too long. So if you're a man or if you're a woman and don't understand what it means for a child to be birthed having a bowel movement, look it up. Google it. They'll tell you. That means they was in there too long. There comes a time we have to have an ear to hear, so we have timely births. We have timely manifestations. We have time is of essence in this season of our lives. So I do encourage everybody, if you have not gone through the June 28th line, go through it and think about it. And go through the questions that Overseer and the council have come up with in terms of thinking about what it means for Jesus to have invited you to step out on water for this next experience, for this next invitation, this next level. But just remember those four M's. We're talking about momentum, manifestation, maturation, and momentum. Our Overseer has the momentum. She has the maturation. It's there. All we have to do is grab hold of the strings of her garment. As she follows Christ, we can also, in our individual ministries and in our walk with Labors for Christ, the AEN, whichever avenue that you are taking, know that it's purposeful in this season. And you know, I encourage people to know your connection, whether it's AEN, whether it's Labors for Christ Ministries, whether it's Labors for Christ Word Life Center. Understand where it is so you understand where you're birthing, where your momentum is supposed to come from, where your manifestation is at. I encourage everybody to get ready. I hate to take somebody else's slogan because I'm not even a fan of the man, but get ready. Is here, is now, and it is.
Amen.
It is
Amen.
Now. It is. And Overseer, take it back over. It is yours. Thank you for the moment.
Amen. Thank you so much. We know that she was very busy, but she did take out time to be able to share that with you. And so one of the things I want to go over, and I sent this stuff to Elder Sharita, she'll get it out to you. But there are some words and things that you're going to encounter when you go through this reading, this your consecration. And we have started with some of the column headings, put on, put off, what does that mean? We have some oftentimes words we use. We assume you know what we're talking about. It's based on a lot of information, and we want to give it to you in doses that you can a process and not just, drown you with some stuff. And so I wanted to, we're saying you're going on a fast, a consecration. What is a fast? What does a consecration look like? One of the things is it starts on Monday is 12-hour fasting. And so we give you a brief understanding of what that is. Each one of these weekly consecration activities are purposed to bring spiritual discipline so that you become totally focused and very fine-tuned at hearing the voice of God. So there are some things that you can do to help your lifestyle respond more readily to God, especially when we're busy, when we're doing so many different things. And so one of the things one of the words is confession. You'll be told to confess certain things. We're used to confession, meaning, you know, Lord, I've sinned, forgive me. But confession is our announcement. It is an announcement from our mouth. It is the scriptural practice of releasing life or death from our tongue. So this confession are the words we say. It is the believers legislating biblical truth in the earth to transform the will of God from heaven to earth. So this is, we're the conduit, our tongue. Our tongue is the pen of a ready writer. We're going to want all of the scriptures that will support the activities we're doing, and when we believe them in faith, God will make it happen because of our faith. Remember, he is taking us to the next level of faith. We're going to the place where if we go alone without him, just like when Jesus walked on water, and what he did was I looked at that, and what I saw in that, just reading, you read the content that your scriptures are in, your story is in. You want to ask questions as you read the content of where your scripture is found. Then you want to ask certain questions. Why? Why are we reading this? What is it telling me? What is it showing me about me in ministry? What is it showing me about me following Christ in a new way, in a new season, in new wine skins? What is the whole context of this miracle? What are the elements involved? Who are the people involved? What are their positions? And what does that have to do with me? And when we first start reading each one of these miracles, we are to seek first, Holy Spirit, show me, and these are very, very common stories. We've heard them preached. We've read them. We know them. We probably can recite them. But what we want to do is ask Holy Spirit, show me the new thing in this for this season that before did not get my attention. And then this is how we train ourselves to come before the Lord and to beseech him and to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so a couple of things I saw in this very common story of Jesus walking on water was the fact that the miracle, we've always focused on Peter, because Peter came out on the water, okay, and then Peter's faith fell. But what it occurred to me, when you read the context, they were all in ministry together, and Jesus sent them away. He said, go, you know, to the other place while I finish up what I'm doing here. And then he went to the mountain, and he prayed. Well, it wasn't until 4 in the morning, okay, so a great deal of time had passed, because the story says they were way out in the water. So they had gotten on the boat. They had followed the instructions. They were way out in the water, and then a storm came. Now, the interesting thing to me was they were waiting on, because he told them to go. Now they're going, and they're in trouble. And remember, this is what our ministries are going to look like. This is what our journey is going to look like. He's going to tell you to do something. You're going to go, and then you're going to have to wait. Like, okay, where are you at? He told them, we're not there yet. It's 4 in the morning. Where is he coming back? You know, I ain't heard from him. But then they see something coming on the water. This is something they've never seen before, and they became afraid, and they screamed. We heard about that when Pastor preached it. It tore the church up with laughter. All these men in this boat, and they screamed. But the thing was, they saw something coming but didn't recognize it. So often when we're in a new place, the way Jesus is going to move, we've never seen that move before. And we become fearful of it. Fearful, not scared, we'll die. Oh, this ain't the right thing. Oh, that can't be him. No, you know. But the interesting thing was they knew it was him, not because they saw him. They knew it was him because he spoke to them, and they recognized his voice, and so their eyes were trained to hear what their spirit ear was telling them and saying, in spite of everything that makes sense, that is Jesus, and he is on water. Not because I see it, but because I heard him say, fear not, it is me. So this is how we're going to have to make these journeys, not by sight, because we're going to see it and ain't believe it. The miracle was they had learned the voice of God, and the way they had learned the voice of God was by being with him, fellowshipping with him. So that was his friend. They knew him. That's where studying the Bible comes in. You're put off and put on. So if you put on more Bible study and meditation, you're going to recognize quicker the voice of God when you're in the midst of something that you've never seen before and you have no control over. But you'll know it's him because you will have studied to show yourself approved. And then you won't have to be ashamed, screaming and hollering, talking about that ain't God when it really is. You try to rebuke the devil, and it's the Lord coming in a way you've never seen before, because he is transcending the natural into the spiritual, because he is drawing us to a new level of faith. And so there are things that are in scriptures that we have seen 1,000 times, but every season, every level, there is things that Holy Spirit is waiting to show us that is a new thing out of something. This is how the old wineskin goes, and the new wineskin has to come in. Now, I don't look with my eyes anymore. I look with my ears. You know, he says, those that hear believe, not that see. He said, blessed are those that hear and believe. And so that's where you have to come. That's how your faith will be built. So you want to take your study in the week. You want to do these different steps with it, and you will see how the different perspectives and the different questions that you ask, and as they're being answered, and you need to document this, as they're being answered, they will also reveal to you the blueprint for this journey that you're on. And this is you becoming in harmony with the will of God that's in your life, that's new and fresh. I think that one of the other words, that, and so then you confess the fact that it doesn't matter what my eyes see. I know it's Jesus because my ears heard it and my heart knows him. And so this is the profession. So what is in heaven, let it be established on earth. So my eyes now will have to see what my heart and my ears hear and know. And so that changes. So that's called a soul purging. You will hear that in your consecration, your soul purging. What is a soul purging? It's taking off something that's old and putting on that which is presented to you new. It is easy to get distracted with the things that we think we know to the point where we don't hear the new thing that's being said. And so we want to put that kind of thing off. And it's one of the ways you'll see the different put on and put off. They are the things that will give you the discipline to do that. And then we talk about prayer, and everybody knows about prayer. But there are so many different positions of prayer that bring about different focuses and different levels of humility and different levels of focus. It's like when you can turn a light on and you can see everything in the room. But if you shine a laser light, not only will you see it, you can cut it. So it's the same concept of a light, but having to use it in its precision can bring about something absolutely different and amazing, miracle signs and wonders. And so there are different positions of prayer, and we're giving you some of the stand, prostrate, eyes lifted, arms, breath prayers, contemplation prayers. There's just a lot of them. They're not difficult. There are two or three words of understanding. We'll share that with you. There's scripture backing it up. And again, This is how you become familiar with who you're serving and who you're following and hearing his voice, because as you read the way the other saints and patriarchs in the scriptures did it, and they were prostrate or they did it while they were standing, it all brings about a certain thing. And so you want to know, one of the questions on yours is, why am I doing this? And what do I need to know new? What should I be seeking new? So these are the things that, these are the ways you answer these questions, by understanding the things that you're doing. We're not doing rituals. We're not doing religious things. We are taking the word of God, and we are honoring it by making it our lifestyle and understanding its source, its purpose, and its intended use in our journey. Not to please man, but the whole point of all of this is to become so transparent and so open and so intimate with God that whatever he says to do, we have his heartbeat and we have the passion and fire and power, and we do it. And so then we have the fast. This fasting is abstaining from things. So when they were preparing it, and I saw the first, you know, I was like, oh, right off the bat, week one, a 12-hour fast. Oh, my God, what will the people do? And we said, well, you know, I'll make it 12, make it 3. No, there are different types of fasts, and we'll send you that information. They're full fast where you eat nothing. I do not encourage any of us to do that at this time. This is a 45-day consecration. And what we want to do is establish a variety of spiritual lifestyle changes that we will always do, not stop after 45 days, but we will become, they will have, as Prophet said, they will become us. It is us. That's our life. And there's no place where separation. So the things that we do, we want them to be purposeful. And so this 12-hour fasting, and there are different ones, and we'll send that to you. There are 12 continuous hours of fasting in a day. So it's not I'll fast 3 hours a day, 3 hours tomorrow, and it adds up to 12. No, 12 continuous hours. Or it could be that it's 3 continuous hours. Or it could be that it's a certain hour. But you'll see those different types presented to you at the different weeks. And so one of the things, one of the kinds of fasts, like I say, there's the absolute fast, which I don't, you know, encourage for most people at a time without a lot of other things having to be put in place. And then there are the partial fasts. So it may be that you choose to fast for 12 hours and not have any to abstain from different things, like no more fried food, or the Daniel fast, which is what we've done before, and it seems like a very intense fast. However, one of the resources for the ministry has stuff to give you. They comes up with meal planning, comes up, they have recipes that are very, very colorful and encouraging recipes, and we'll make sure you get those. And they just give you different ideas. Oh, I can do that and I can do this. And so there's some things that I will avoid this, I'll avoid fried foods, and I'll only consider fruits and vegetables, you know, or I'll avoid all carbonated beverages, I'll only drink 100% juice, water, or milk. And so just, I won't eat prepared foods, I'll eat fresh foods, I eat nuts and grains. I won't eat smoked and salty foods, I'll eat only baked foods, or I'll, you know, substitute the different things. The important thing, though, is, or I won't eat a meal. So there are meals, fast where you, it's a 3 hour. You absolutely do not pick it up like I'm going to fast all day, then I'm going to eat, like, fill up the day after the day is over. No, you fast, you pass. But during that time that you would have done that thing, you must replace it with a time with God. Those are moments with God. So that may be where your studying comes, it may be where your meditation comes, your silent prayer, your contemplation prayer, your breath prayer, whatever it is. We ask that you do 2 hours and 40 minutes. That's a tenth of a 24-hour day. Now we normally do it for a day. We're encouraging here at least do it for a week. We're absolutely for 2 hours and 40 minutes of every week, bare minimum of every week is spent in something that you're doing for God that you normally don't do. So it can't be a part of your worship service. It can't be a part of your regular Bible study. It can be a part of your consecration reading and studying, and that's fine. But we want to be able to incorporate something new because we are seeking the new from God. And so we can't use old things to get to a new place. God says when the children of Israel crossed over, and we crossing over, y'all, when you cross over, keep your eye on the ark and on the priest. The ark is the word of God. The priests are the leaders that God puts over you to teach and to guide and to direct you and the Holy Spirit. And so those are the kinds of things that will make come into your studying when you first get with this consecration. Every week we'll go over some things. We'll highlight new things, other words. We do want to become familiar with certain terminology so that we understand and look over the type of fast. And you may see that that one that God is leading you to is when it's your, I don't know, your 3 hour fixed fast is one that you're going to do where you absolutely unplug from everything and not on your way to bed, but in the height of activity. These are the things. Remember, you're making a sacrifice because you are being sanctified. Being sanctified means simply you're being set aside, you've been pulled out from the mainstream because you are being prepared to do a new specific thing that God has chosen you to do. And so as he chooses you, he also he perfects you in excellence to do that which he gives you power to do. And so this is what we want this concept, your mind frame going into this consecration to be like. This is why we've asked you to get all your paperwork in, all that needs to be behind you. None of that needs to be on your mind or you being concerned with that because that's done. That is the natural. Now you're going into the spiritual. Now you're going into the place where after you have studied and if you have obeyed your requirements and your instructions, and obedience is better than sacrifice, so it's better to do it by the phases and the dates and the deadline, because anything short of that, then you're robbing yourself. You're robbing yourself of this process that the Lord has established. The Lord has established this fast, and that's one of our professions, our confessions. And you're asked at some point to read your confession before you start your process. And that confession will be sent to you as well. And what it's saying at the end, well, before I get to that, there is a form. There is a consecration, elevation, consecration agreement. You have to agree to this. This has to be something you agree to. You need to read it, read the affirmation for it, what the aim of it is, activation of my faith for the belief of signs, wonders, and miracles of today, this century, this year, this season. And then there's an affirming prayer that you're to pray, and you're to pray over this. You are going to make a vow to the Lord. A vow to the Lord means you're going to promise to do something. And when we promise to do something, God says he holds that breaking of that promise highly. He's not real happy with it. And so you want to be careful. And you need to understand there may be days that you don't make your promise. Then there are there is something in place. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and go forth. That's all he asks of us. He is perfecting us, so he understands our weakness. And in our weakness, he will show how strong he is and how strong he loves us and how long-suffering he is with us. And he does this so that we will have that same kind of compassion and love in gratitude to him and then have it go forth to others. And so there's a start time. You're to read. You're to sign. You are to partner with your accountability partner. And you are to partner with, it could be more than just accountability partner, which is why some of the other members of the AEN are also agreeing to do this with you, signing, saying, yes, I am committed to doing this for this AEN year. And then there is the affirmation that I'll read, and I just pray that I haven't left much out because there is a lot. But as you get it, take time to just go through it and look at it. Okay, thank you so much. Elder Sharita is a godsend. She is an angel from heaven, and this ministry could not function as well as it does if it were not for her and the excellence in which she serves the Lord. And I thank God for her, and I'm grateful to God for the God in her and her obedience to it, and to all of those committee members who labor with this process because of their love for God and their love and excitement for you. We are excited because ere you go, we go. Hallelujah. And ere we go, the world will go. This is how you change the world upside down. And we thank God because this world is broken, and Jesus died so that it could be fixed. And so he has chosen and appointed some people in places of leadership to influence this world. That's that seven mountains. So we want you to have all the allow all these things to just flow in your spirit. Don't try to go and grab them and find them. The thing to do is to sit before the Lord, and he will pour them into you. Just be that receptacle that is emptied out from the old and ready to get the new. And so we have the consecration prayer. I pray that, Prophet, you have it. You can read it to us in the authority of the Ambassador Hill Prophet. Are there any questions, comments, concerns?
You said a whole lot, and when we get these consecrations, those kind of instructions will be in there.
Some of them, yes. Your instructions of what you will be doing will be in there. But I pray and remember, go on Blog Talk. Go on Blog Talk, and that's why I love it. You can hear this again and again and again and again, and it's just www.blogtalkradio.com/, and all of these are in your weekly email address, LFT-WordLifeCenter, and you can hear these instructions again. You can listen to the instructions and go over, as you look at your consecration that you receive, so you can look at them at the same time. You listen to them and look at them and listen to them at the same time. I do want to get to the fact that next week I know is July 4th. And so my heart says we do it anyway. Okay? That's just who I am. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. That's who I am. And so I can do it anyway, and you can come on Blog Talk and listen. Or you can go on Blog Talk and get it again. If you need, you can either call in, we'll be here. If you don't, that's fine. It still will be in the archive, and you can listen at a time when you maybe not, you know, celebrating with your family and things like that. But you know what? This is kingdom business, and the holiday is the every day. It's a holiday, it's holy day, and every day is holy unto the Lord. And so, yeah, because I was going back and forth, yeah, no. And it's like, you know what? I'm not going to be here, so I will do it. And those that, you know, are required, because you're the open prayer and closed prayer, you can call me, you can text me, and let me know if you're going to. And if you can and available and have made other plans, you could be out of town, whatever, we can, you know, someone else agreed to do it, accountability partner. Thank you, Pastor Apostle. So we will still meet next Thursday, but you won't miss anything if you don't call in. It's still on archive, and you will be responsible for listening to the archive. It does record, and it lets me know when people listen to the archive, so I'll need to see that you had the archive on and you listened to the whole 60 minutes. Okay? All right, Prophet. Anybody else? Just questions? Amen. Oh, Metropolitan closing us up in, out in prayer.
Okay, Overseer, do you want me to read the Okay.
Yes,
and just to continue to flow with what Overseer said, when you get your consecration, it's going to be wonderful, you know. So don't, again, remember what we said earlier. It's not something you're doing. This is who you are. It is in you. Don't feel intimidated by it. You're not trying to dot the I and cross the T. You are simply yielding to what's in you. Because you're not going to you're not more holy. You're not going to be more consecrated. That's who we are. This is part of the process. And so it is taking us. Archbishop said it this way. It is causing us to continue to be operable within the system we're called. So all of us on this phone is called into a great system. And it is moments like this when we come together as the sacred elements of who God is, to continue to see Him made strong and greater in our life. Amen. So it reads like this. It says, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this season of sanctification and elevation. I believe that this fast and consecration is going to change me. I thank you that you desire to see miracles, manifestation, signs, momentum, wonders, and maturation in my life. I decree this is a consecration you have chosen, and I refuse to allow my flesh to dictate when and how I fast. When I start this consecration, I will finish the entire 45 days. Consecrating and fasting allows me to find the rhythm of your heartbeat and keeps my spirit sensitive to you. Father, I confess that I need more of you. I command that I will never be the same after this. I will go to the next faith level you are calling me to, where miracles, signs, and wonders are a common thing. Father, I thank you as I am fasting and consecrating. I am a magnet for the miraculous. Unexpected things are drawn to me, and hidden things are finding me out. Father, this is a new season for me, and my time of consecrating and fasting is accelerating my destiny and my future. I dismantle every demonic plan and scheme against me with all that is holy, committed to the 45 days of consecrating and fasting. I replace them with the plans of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I cover my family, myself, every committed, consecrating, and fasting partner with the blood of Jesus. As we give our body and time unto consecrating, fasting, prayer, protection, and provision will be my portion. As we fast, we welcome the Holy Spirit of God into our homes, workplace, neighborhood, and city. Lord, bring forth change, open the heavens, roll away all stones of hindrance and give us transformation power in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thanks. Do it.
All right, Bishop.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. The phone had that glitch. Amen. I thought that was the prayer right there. I got so lost up in it. It was wonderful.
Amen.
It was just like something just snapped. Like that walking on water, like that stuff is, I don't want to say it's about to happen, but it's about to happen.
Yes.
So
it
I might be able to fly in this season. I'm about to fly. This is going to be so cool.
I know,
so,
I'm
going to
walk.
Oh, man, it's too much for me.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right, let me come down a little bit. Heavenly Father, thank you.
Thank you.
For everything that was said and everything that was done, oh, God. Oh, Lord. God, we want to be that fourth part of the parable where the word of God is within us and it begins to grow and take root, not get choked out, not fall on stony ground, nor will the birds come and scoop it up. But it is sealed, it is crushed within us, it is hidden within our heart,
yeah.
And it is springing forth even now, our Heavenly Fathers, that the birds can even perch on it, and it is providing shade for your people. God, thank you for what you have called us and invited us to walk in this season, oh God. Thank you for the next 45 wonderful days, the Heavenly Father, of what you are doing in our lives, transforming us, oh God. Even allow us to be operable at any level that you are calling us to, oh God. Not only in the church, oh God, but in every area of this world where you want to plant yourself in and call it your habitat. Thank you for that sweet wine that pours down from your mountain, oh God, into our everyday lives, oh God. May ministry that we do not be the same, oh God. May we exhaust each and every level that you have called us to, oh God, so that we can go even further into the greater, oh God, and to your greatness. To the great I am. God, we love you. We thank you, oh God. And we ask for peace, oh God, for each and every individual that's on the line. Even now, Heavenly Father, whether they're traveling, oh God, going home to and fro, thank you for everything that you have surrounded them with. Thank you for the visionary. Just thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for every molecule of air that we get to breathe, the Heavenly Father. Oh God, thank you even now, God. And we put a shield of protection, oh God, in each and every individual that's getting consecrated in their area, oh God, that the violence would cease, oh God, even now, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that guns would fail, oh God, that even if the triggers pull, nothing will come out, oh Heavenly Father. May they have that moment of clarity, oh God, that this is wrong, oh God, and is not what you have called for, even in this day and in this hour, oh Heavenly Father. And we thank you, oh God, even for those who are afflicted, even now, Heavenly Father, thank you for touching their body, oh God, with your word. May your word reign in their hearts, in their minds, oh God. And we thank you, because it is so, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you have questions, comments, concerns, just call me. Just call me. And thank everybody for turning in their paperwork in a timely fashion that did it. Amen.
Yeah, obviously, I'm gonna have to call you on that revelation about the 12 disciples in the boat. Yes, we screamed with terror. But we was giving Jesus the praise. I just like that sermon
whatever
so much.
I
don't
know
if that was the King James version.
I want to encourage you to say, serving God is a lot of fun. It is fun. It is a lot. Keep you
screaming
laughing.
With
keep
terror.
You happy. Yeah, they were screaming. They were howling. And they were so happy. He had to tell them, calm down. Don't be scared. Don't be, it's me. Don't be scared. It's me. I got you. I got you. Okay.
All right, good night, everyone.
When I was reading, I said, you know, that's just like an adult, you know, a kid. They see their parents do something, they go, ooh, daddy's doing it, I want to do it too. You just say, okay, come on, you can do it. And they come, oh, I'm going to do what he's doing. And they get out and go, whoa. You know what? You know, but he let them come. He let, or he could have said, so wait. I'll tell you, he goes, no, come on. Come on. And, you know, it's okay when we fail, when it causes us to realize that even in that, he loves us. And he is there. I got that. It's not a problem. But if we didn't fail, we would think it was us. And there is a studying, well, you know what, I'm not going to preach the name. So we're going to go enjoy the minutes of the Holy Spirit.
Preach, preach,
preach. You can catch her tomorrow on Word from the Word.
Amen.
Fridays.
But on a different blog post. You have to call me if you want to know. I can need other people. But God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless you. Good night.
Yeah. Good night.